Okay. So Ephraim, Hey, Vav, and Zion are somewhat detailed and complicated. Until now, we've been talking about if you have, first of all, we spoke about Sif Alav, when Basar falls into a Kedera of Chalav. Then we spoke about Se'if, Beis, and Gimel and Daled, which is when Chalav falls into a Kedera of Basar, right? And the various applications of the rules of Chanan, etc. And now we get to talk about a case where the Chalav does not fall into the Kedera, but the Chalav falls on the Kedera, outside the Kedera, on the Daifin Kedera. So what's the story in these halachas? So what we have effectively are, we have a Gemara. The Gemara in Zvachim, on Daf Tzadi Vav. The Gemara in Zvachim has a shaila about what's the din of Bishel b'miksas keli? Do you need Mariko Shtifa b'pala keli? Let's go slowly. There's a halacha, Mariko Shtifa. Mariko Shtifa is a pasuk in this week's parsha. Now, Soloveitchik used to say that Parshas Tzav is always Shabbos HaGadol, or mostly Shabbos HaGadol, because Merakvish Shutaf B'mayim is one of the dinim that if you have klich, you have a keli that cooks a korban chatas, you need Merakvish Shutaf B'mayim, you have to get the bliya out of the keli. So that's the source of Hechsher Kelim. Mariko Shtifa is a source of Hechsher Kelim, and because before Pesach, that's when we do a lot of Hechsher Kelim. If you look in the Piyut of Rabbi Yosef Tov Elim, for example, which is the Piyut for this week's, or Shabbos HaGadol, says all the dinim of Hechsher Kelim, because we talk about Hechsher Kelim for Pesach, so if we read Parshas Tzav, which is about Hechsher Kelim. Right? That's a famous Shtickle Torah of the Rav. So first of all, is that so Pashut? What we'll talk about in a few minutes is Mehechatesi, the dinim of Mariko Ushtifa in respect to a carbon chatos is the same as the dinim of Hechsher Kelim. In order to get to that point, we have to learn Sif Hei Vav and Zayin. Deep breath. Zvachim Tzadi Vav, we have a Shaila, Bishayav, Miksas Keli, Ton Mariko Shtifa, Ain Ton Mariko Shtifa, meaning if you have Bishol only on part of a Keli, which Pashtus means, let's say there's a Tipa that falls on the Keli, no? How else do you have Bishol only on Miksas HaKeli? So the din, the Gemara has a Shaila, is it considered Bishol in the Keli that you have to Mariko and Shtifa on the entire Keli or not? So first the Gemara says it should be domed to the din of Hitiz dam al habeget. Let's say I have dam chatos that falls on the beget. So Torah says you require kibos. And the halacha over there is that you only have to be mechabes makom hadam. So l'cha'ira, it should be the same thing. Then the Gemara says, no, sir. Right? The Gemara says you can't compare hatazas hadam to bishul, because by bishul it's mifa'apeya. By bishul, apparently the heat of the keli makes the what's it called, spread. It makes the chatos spread to the keli. So you can't really be medame the two cases. It's unclear at this stage in the Gemara what the din is. Zakh the Gemara, the last line there in Tzadi Vav, that we have a pasuk in bichlinu choshes bushala. Right, that's the end of the pasuk. Omarakishutach ayin in bichlinu choshes bushala. There's also merasak the Gemara that asks ilu the bishul in the entire keli. And therefore, the maskana is that Bisha b'miksas hakeli, ton mariko shtifa b'chol hakeli. That's the maskana of the Gemara. That we assume that Bisha b'miksas hakeli is not the same as hutas adam on miksaso min habeget. That's the maskana of the Gemara. Now, Tosfos already points out the top Tosfos in Tzadi Vav and Beis there in Zvachim, that how come the Gemara is bothered by this kasha only with respect to Mariko Shtifa regarding Karbonis? Why don't we ask the Kasha with respect to something that's much more relevant, especially when you're learning Yerideya, it's much more relevant, relevant. Dehainu hechsher kelim. Why don't we ask the kasha of Bishop Amixas Kaley regarding hechsher kelim? So Taisus bleibt schwer. Taisus does not really answer the kasha. Among Rishonim, there seems to be, depends how you count, but there are three basic shitos in Rishonim. Then there's a fourth shita that we've already encountered that will kind of throw a wrench into the entire sugya. The three basic shitos of Rishonim is the smag, the smag paskins, that since Bishop Amixas HaKeli, Tom Riko Shtifa B'chala Keli, so therefore if you have a drop that hits the Keli, so therefore what basically happens is the entire Kedera becomes Usser, the entire content of the Kedera becomes Usser. We learn from the Pasuk of Murak Reshutaf B'mayim, B'chli Nechoshes B'shala, Murak Reshutaf B'mayim, we are equating the dinim of Hechsher Kelim to the dinim of Mariko Shtifa, and the smag says the entire everything, the ganze geschäft, the kitten kaboodle, everything becomes problematic. That's the shita of the smag. The shita of the Maharam of Wittenberg is different. The Maharam of Wittenberg says when you have a tipa that falls onto the keli, we are choshesh that the tipa will spread, and the tipa will spread, let's say, 60 times of its volume. Meaning, the tipa will aser the balua in the keli, but it asers until 60 times. So, my Ram of Rittenberg says, if I have shishim keneged shishim, so then it's going to be, right, that's 3,600, then it's going to be mutter. I have shishim keneged the amount that fell, and another shishim keneged the shishim that it spread, meaning the Maharam of Rittenberg is saying, I'm a supik, if the tipa spreads the entire keli or not, right? The same suffix in the Gemara that we had about Bisha B'mixas Keli exists with regard to Kashrus also. Therefore, we have to be Chayshish that the Tipa is Mifa'apeya until 60 times, and therefore you have 60 times of the amount of Tipa that asers the Keli because there's Chanan in the Kelim. Therefore, in order to be Mevatel, like you have to be Mevatel Shishim Pa'am Shishim. You have to mevatel the Blia of that Tipa. That's the Maharam of Wittenberg Shita. Now that means l'chaura that the Maharam of Wittenberg is not being miyasem. He's not applying the exact rules of the Gemara because the Gemara's maskana sounds like the smag. The maskana of the Gemara is in between the choshes pushala umorak v'shutaf ba'ayim that the entire keli becomes usser. It would usser the stuff in the keli entirely. That's what the smag says. The smag is miyasem. The smag is like the rough. He's applying the yesodos of Mariko Ushtifa to the dinim of Hechsher Kelim. Maharam of Wittenberg is saying, not so fast, dude. Right? Maharam of Wittenberg is saying, don't apply these dinim entirely. And rather, we apply our chumra dinim. Dehainu, maybe it's spread 60 times, and therefore I need shishim pa'amim. Shishim, that's the Maharam. There's a third shita that gets a lot of traction, and that's the shita of the smack. You have to remember Dr. Soloveitchik Shlita points out that the smack was the medieval Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The smack is broken down into 7 days. There are 7 days in the week, by the way, gentlemen. There's 7 days of the week. You're supposed to learn one chelak of the smack every day. And in that way, you review all the mitzvahs every week. Right? That's a very nice idea. Right? It's better than Daf Yomi, by the way, gentlemen. Okay, those of you who try to do Daf Yomi, I'm not such a fan of Daf Yomi, largely because I've tried many times and it's never really been successful. But maybe we should try to be mechazik and leave it a smack. No? This could be like our thing. Like in our yeshiva, we're tchilas. In other yeshivas, we don't wear tchilas. In our yeshiva, we're on smach. Other places, we don't. Right? Something to think about. Brian, you could lead the campaign. We hold our isim also as a mitzvah. That's what the smach says. Right? I hear. Got it. So the smach basically agrees with the Maharam that you have to be chosheish, that the tipa spreads 60 times its volume. But the smach tainas, this is only true if the tipa falls keneged harekan of the keli. The tipa falls in the top of the keli, let's say, where you don't have liquid. But if the tipa falls into the liquid, so in that situation, when the tipa falls keneged the rotav, in that situation, we assume it goes through and through. And if you have shishim in the rotav, it's going to be mevatel the tipa. Right? So the Maharam says that you always need shishim keneged shishim. The smak says if it falls keneged haroitav, so it's going to be bottle. It's going to be bottle. The smak is basically saying, and there's two ways of saying this. If you read the Shach and the Taz, the shaila is: do I assume that the more the tipa is mispashet, the more it becomes aser? Or do I hold the more that the tipa is mispashet, the more it becomes mutter? In the long presentation of the Taz, I'm not looking inside, so I don't remember the Sif Katan, but in the long presentation of the Taz seems to say that there's a machlokus between himself and the Beis Yosef and others about this Nakuda. But effectively, what I would argue is that the shitas here in Shulchan Aruch, that you can permit, the shittas against the smag are saying that Shabbos HaGadol is not the way the Rav said Shabbos HaGadol is. It's not about learning Hechsher Kelim because Mariko Shtifa is different than Hechsher Kelim. Rabbi Gineh, as in his Sefer Azoi, that the Rambam and the Ravid have a machlekes about when you do Mariko Shtifa, no? Do you do Mariko Shtifa after it became treif? Remember, carbon has, let's say, a shlomim. You have shnei yom v'layla echad. No? Do you do the Mariko Shtifa afterwards, or do you do Mariko Shtifa before it became treif? Right? L'chare, if you do Mariko Shtifa before it became treif, so Mariko Shtifa is not really the same as Hechsher Kelim called the Ikar. No? Mariko Shtifa is a way of preventing the keli from becoming treif. Right, zelo domeh to the way we kasher kelim, but if I hold Mariko Shtifa is done afterwards, so then I can make an argument that it is the same as hechsher kelim. So this is what we have learned so far. There is a fourth shita that we've already encountered. The fourth shita basically says that everybody is wrong because the balua in the keli cannot become treif at all. This is something that we learned in Tzadiches, the Ramban. Over here, the Shita is the Ra'avan, right? Same thing, but different people, but it's the same Shita, that the Balua in the Keli cannot become treif at all. Consequently, if it's Nafal Keneged Harekon, you're going to say, okay, Nafal Keneged Harekon, big deal, right? It doesn't... Balua in the keli can't become problematic bichlal. That's the shita of the Ramban, the Ra'avan, and that might be a shita that is relied on in certain cases. So now we have enough information to kind of get beneath the hood and learn Sifim, Hei, Vav, and Zayin. Sif Hei, the Mechaber quotes the... By the way, I should point out that it's clear at the end of Sif Zayin that this scenario could happen in one of two ways. It could happen either you have a hot tipa and a cold pot, or you could have a cold tipa and a hot pot. No? I thought it then would be true also if you have a hot tipa and a hot pot. But even if you have cold tipa hot pot or hot tipa cold pot, the din could be the same. These shilos, I think I get more of them in the Heights than others because our kitchens are smaller. I grew up in the Five Towns, right? My mom's kitchen is Kanai Nahara, right? Like, it's a big kitchen, much bigger than my kitchen. Right? You're going to be more likely, I don't know what they have in LA, kitchens big? Big kitchens. So if you have a big kitchen, especially you have milchiks over here and fleishiks, you know, misoifa oilam atzofo, so you're not going to have splashes and spills. You're not going to have shilas of heyivov and zayin. You have a small kitchen, you're more likely to have a shayla, especially when you have a little boy who will only eat mac and cheese, and other people in the planet will actually eat fleishiks. So you got to be really careful that your mac and cheese sauce doesn't spill onto your chalupot. No? What happens if the mac and cheese sauce spills onto the chalupot? See, read Shulchan Aruch. Let's go. Tibas kol shenafal hakedemish eitzah ha'esh mibachutz. If it falls kineged ha'tavsho, ein sarech elo shishim kineged ha'tipa shemefa'apa'as lefnim. The tavsho is going to be kosher. Shach writes a nice yud tes. Nonetheless, the kedera, we assume, is treif. We have to be choshesh that the makom where the tipa hit, the kedera is going to be treif, and therefore you're not supposed to use the kedera. And not only should I not use the kedera afterwards, but I'm not supposed to be using the kedera right now because I'm not supposed to use a treif kedera. So therefore, the shach writes in those yutes, what I should do is be ma'are the tavshel on the second side. Right, I know the tipa hits, let's say, the north side of the pot. So be ma'are the tavshel out the south side of the pot, right? And in that way, it's going to be for sure okay. Zos omeres. The shach is saying that in this situation, I am not worried that when I'm ma'are the tavshel on the south side, maybe some of the tavshel is going to go onto the north side and become treif. Because when ma'isa, I have shishim kineged the tipa, so everything's going to be okay. But the pot is non kosher, so I got to get it out of the pot, as I state in Shach in explaining this din. If, however, false kineged ha reikon, so the din is like we say from the he said from the Maharam, and the Smak agrees with this nekuda that you need shishim pa'amim shishim. Etc. So, what are you going to do if you don't have shishim kineged shishim? So, what you're supposed to do, it says in Shulchan Aruch, is you're supposed to wait until the kedera is mitztanein.
Do you have shishim kineged shishim or not?
If I do not have shishim kineged shishim, so then the makom where the tipa hit spreads out 60 times from it. L'cha'ora, I don't have to worry that it is going to enter my food, right? But if I pour out the liquid, which will be mevatel, the amount of cholov that hit the kedera, I'll be mevatel the isra l'chatchila, the shachrates. And since a mevatel and isra l'chatchila, right, in other words, even if I have shishim, can I get shishim? If it's less than that, it's treif, correct. But even if I have shishim, can I get shishim? I should not pour the liquid out because then the, then I'm going to aser the, then excuse me, that'd be mevatel esra l'chatchila, which I'm not supposed to do. This is on the shach. The shach writes, but again, Shulchan Aruch says that the tavshon can become aser. It's only going to become aser, the shach says, if you don't have shishim. If you have shishim, it's not going to become aser. The hainu, if you have shishim keneged, if you have 3,600, right, then it's not going to be aser. But still, I should not pour this stuff out, the shachrites and those stuff, because that will be mevatel iser lechatchila. What I do is I wait till it cools down.
This is only his negative.
If it's keneged harekan, right? If it hits keneged hamale, so then we assume that the tipa just shoots in and everything is going to be bottle. But if it hits keneged harekan, so then I need shishim, keneged shishim, I need 3,600. And even though I have 3,600 and therefore the food does not become treif, but I'm not supposed to pour it out right away. Because if I pour it out right away, that would be mevatel shalachatchila. Just learning a shach tif katin chaf. That's what the shach says. So what do I do? The mechaber writes it hakanoso yanichena ad shetitz tanein. I leave the pot until it gets cold. Shach writes in Eischof Aleph. Don't make a hole in the bottom of the pot. Right? One could argue you should make a hole in the bottom. I want hot soup. Right? So if I don't have shishim, can I get ahead? Shishim. Maybe what I should do is to make a hole in the bottom of the pot. And when you make a hole in the bottom of the pot, it's all going to come out. And therefore, the stuff in the pot won't become treif. The din is, no, I should not do that, because I'm chosheish that in my process of trying to make the hole, I'm going to somehow make the water level elevated. Is that true? No idea. Right?
You're smacking it hard.
You smack it hard enough. Like you take your hammer and the screwdriver, right? That's a minute. You take a hammer and the screwdriver and you bang it in, so you can make a hole in the pot. And when you make a hole in the pot, so maybe the water level will go up. So therefore, don't do that. Also, don't pour the stuff out on the other side, because we're worried it's gonna hit the side that, what's it called? Hit the side that became treif. So therefore, just leave it and shetitz tanein. Oh, okay. This din is only true. This halacha that the bliya in the kalim can only become usser is only true if it's a kederi yeshana, if it's an old pat. Meaning, right, a kederi chadasha, so then we're not going to say you need shishim pa'amim shishim, because all you have is that the Kedera is going to become usser. All you have is that the tipa will spread 60 times. Excuse me, one second. If it's a kedera chadasha, the Rama says, you only need shishim keneged hatipa. Because by a kedera chadasha, it's not going to spread at all. There's no balua in the keli for it to spread to. The shach adds, if you hu hadin, if you have a kedera, that's a kedera yeshana, but it has not been used in 24 hours, hu hadin, we're going to say that the tipas cholov does not spread to the stuff inside the kedera. Because it's already, that stuff is nice and tam. That's the basic halacha in the Rambam. Okay. Grand. Rambam, the Mechaber says that although this is the pure halacha is like the smack, that a tipa that falls keneged hamolei goes through and through and becomes bottle. Nonetheless, the minhag ha'olam is a little different. Remember, the minhag, the real halacha is if a tipa falls keneged harekan, and they have shishim, keneged shishim, I have 3,600, it's going to be okay. But the minika ailam is a mechaberin sifav is no haigo ha'olam lesser kishenof adolf and shalok can they get a relative? That if it falls, can they get a relative? They say that it is mamish asar. Shach writes and the Gra writes that the minhag ha'olam is not accepted, meaning the Maharshal already said this is not the minhag. Like the minhag that or the excuse me, the Chumash said yeah, the Maharshal and the Chumash Hadashim both say this is not the minhag, meaning that we're not going to asar everything if it falls. Shalai Kenegat HaRaitav. Grant. The Ramah, excuse me, the Machaber is a caveat that the Isser, when the Tipa falls, Kenegat HaRaitav, that the Minag HaOilam is that it's going to be all treif, that din is only true if it's shalo keneged ha'ish. But if the tipa falls on the side of the pot where the fire is burning, so then we assume everything is burned up and it doesn't answer the pot at all. This, however, is only true, the Mechaber says, if it's a davar muat. But if it's nafla harbe, so then you need Nafla Harbe, so then you're going to need Shishim Keneged the Nefila, even if it falls Keneged Ha'esh. Davar Harbe, Davar Muat is going to be Nisraf. And Davar Muat won't even trafe up the pat, because the Esh burns it up. But if it's Harbe, so then it will trafe up the pat, even if it's Keneged Reikon, that the ish does not burn it up. If it's even the blah, 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 blah. If it's harbe, so the ish does not burn it up. And if the ish does not burn it up, so keneged harekon, the pat at least becomes usher. Keneged hambole, the pat at least becomes usher. And keneged harekon, the meaning is that everything becomes usher. Should I say that again? We're good? Let me say it again.
We're just saying, when we say everything, we mean the pot and the food?
Nachon. Right? So, the minhag ha'olam is that keneged harekon, everything, the hand of the pot and the food is aser. Keneged hamole, even according to the minhag, it's going to be batel v'shishim. But if you have a fire, so it's going to be nisraf. If you have a fire and just one tipa, it's going to be nisraf, and therefore keneged hamale, the pat does not become treif, and keneged harekon, nothing becomes treif. Right? That's the halacha in the Mechaber. What's the difference between a small amount and a big amount? Right? The Mechaber says davar muat versus nafal harbe. So they say that one tipa versus four or five tipos. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever eaten Kellogg's Raisin Bran, but it's very imprecise. They say that we have two scoops of raisins. Well, grand. How large is each scoop? No? Like, if a scoop would be a set measurement, you'd understand. But a scoop is not. So a tipa. Well, what's considered a tipa? Right? It's like what we spoke about yesterday. What's considered a masha? Like, what's a tipa? I don't know. So we didn't need one tipa and four or five tipos. But what's a tipa?
What happens to two and three?
The two and three is still considered a davar muat. Only four and five is considered a lot, the Baal HaShulchan says. But he doesn't get into the details of how do you know. So he gives other Rishonim who give a different definition. The Hainu, that Muat versus Meruba depends on Chatzi Kaf. If you have at least half a spoonful, then it's considered Meruba. But I still got the problem, which is how large is my spoon? No? I have no idea how we answer this Kasha. I have no idea, like, what the... I don't know. I mamish don't know the answer to this question. I don't know the answer to this question about what's considered a significant amount versus an insignificant amount. On page 185, the Ba'alei HaShochan Os Kuf Chav Zayin quotes Nagos Mordechai, that's 4 or 5 tipples. Or he quotes, it's a chatzi kaf. But like these numbers are highly imprecise. These numbers are highly imprecise. I don't know where it comes from. Yeah. Kaf. Kaf? Face of this. Right? Chatzi kaf, I know what that is. But chatzi kaf is a massive amount. Right? I don't know. Okay. In a case the Shach, by the way, here in Ois Chafei writes that if you have a Kedera that's a Vadai, a Kedera Chadosha, so then you can never say Hanan on the, what's it called, on the Doifin HaKedera. If you remember in Tzadi Ches, there's a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz about this Nakuda. The Shach is saying that Kedera, Hadosha, Mamish, nothing could ever happen. Right? That's the Taz, that's the Shach Lashita, so in Tzadi Ches goes Chav Aleph. Okay. Siv Zayin says that yesh mishamater b'shas hadachak, like erev Shabbos, even shalai k'neged haraitav, even shalai k'neged ha'esh, if you have shishim. So the shayla that the Ba'alei HaShulchan addresses and the mefarshim the Shulchan Aruch address is this yesh mishamater, is it matir se'if hey, or is it matir se'if vav? That's chazar. Se'if hey has the smack, which seems to be how we really paskin, that if it's nofel keneged hamoleh, it's going to be bottle, right? Nofel keneged harekon, you get shishim keneged shishim to be nevatel. Sif hey, sif vav, excuse me, says that nofel keneged harekon, everything becomes treif. Sif zayin says, well, b'shas hadachak, amegel, erev Shabbos, right? Some say hefse meruba. You're mekel if it's on erev Shabbos. So what am I mekel on? Am I mekel on the se'if hay case? Am I mekel that when it falls keneged harekon, that all you need is shishim kenegdai? You don't need shishim keneged shishim. That would mean that there is no chanan at all in the keli. That the tipa lands and the tipa remains a tipa, and all I need is shishim keneged the tipa. If I'm assuming that se'if zayin is going back and se'if hey, that means that there is zero chanan inside the keli. So all you need to do is be mevatel this one tipa. You need shishim keneged the tipa. Alternatively, you could say that if zayin, which says that b'shas hadachak kegoyin erev Shabbos, etc., that I'm mekel even if I have shishim, that means that the food does not become treif if I have shishim, but the kedera is going to be treif until that makom. I don't need shishim keneged shishim. I don't say sif vav. I don't say that everything becomes treif no matter how much I have. Sif zayin, if it's going on sif vav, says, you know what? Not everything becomes treif. Once you have shishim, it's going to be okay.
Shishim.
So it says that all you need is shishim for everything to be okay. We're not going to aser all the food once I have shishim. Once I have Shishim Keneged, the amount of Tiba. Let's go. Is that true? 1 second.
Food.
Right. No, it's in Sif. Hey, we're saying the fact Shishim Keneged Shishim. Everything is mutter. Right? So Sif Hey says that the I'm going to say Chanan on the Keli. Sif Vav says that the food mamish becomes treif if it hits keneged ha, if it hits keneged harekon. Sif Zion says that I'm going to be makel that the food does not become treif if you have shishim. Probably, what does that mean? Do I need shishim keneged shishim in that case? Or do I only need shishim? In other words, if Vav says that even if the food cools down, it's all going to be treif. So if Zion is saying that if you have shishim, the food is not going to be treif. My guess is that needs shishim keneged shishim, but he doesn't spell it out. I guess that's what you would need, no? That's just going on the biggest chumra that you have in Se'if Vav, right? That the food is treif no matter what. Even with shishim keneged shishim, the food is treif. So if Zion said, what? Keneged
harekah. First reason that early pay is no complete, and therefore you're just saying that even Vav would be telling you, as long as you're shishim by shishim, we're not going to make it the best.
Is Vav or Zion?
Well,
Zion is telling me that Bishas HaDechak, the Chumra of Vav that says that no matter what, when it hits Keneged HaRekon, no matter what, the food is treif, right? So Zion is saying that if you have Shishim Keneged Shishim, it's okay. That's what it should be, even though the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Al Yedei Shishim. The Pashto says it means shishim keneged shishim, but I would need to look into this a little more. So the shaila really boils down to whether the ikar hadin is that there's no chanan in the balua nekeli, meaning if Zion is going back on hay. So that would mean all I need is shishim keneged the tipa, that it doesn't spread the chlal, meaning there's no chanan in the balua. And b'shas ha'dechak on Erev Shabbos, which is when you're most likely to get the shaylos, because you're cooking the chalent and the mac and cheese at the same time. So b'shas ha'dechak on Erev Shabbos, if I have shishim keneged the tipa, it's going to be okay, because there's no chanan in the Balua and Mikaeli. Why not? Why not? So there are different ways of explaining this. I could say that there is only Hanan and an Ochel, and Balua is not an Ochel. Something that's balua is not an eichel. Alternatively, you could say that the stuff inside the keli is by definition not basar b'chol of min ha-tayra, because basar b'chol min ha-tayra means derech bishul. Stuff that's inside the keli is a blia. You don't cook blias. It's not derech bishul. Once it's not going to be basar b'chol of min ha-tayra, or if I hold that tzli is only asr midrabban, so then I have more room to be mabel, and I could say that in that situation, since it's entirely drabanan, so therefore I'm going to be mabel that there is no chanan in the keli. Effectively, what we're saying is that in theory, you could have chanan on something that's not an ochel, but in this case, where it's in gans and drabanan, so therefore, I'm not worried about this. Okay. So these are, again, the Sifhei Vav and Zayin, the Suffolk and the Gemara in Zvachim. And the way we apply the three major Shitas HaRishonim depends on whether we equate Mariko Shtifa to Hechsher Kilim, whether the Rav was right about Shabbos HaGadol, and then we pointed out that you have this variable called the Ra'avon, that there is no Chanan at all in the Balua Shebekeli, meaning that we disagree even with the If Hey, and that could be the Pshat in Se'if Zayin that's disagreeing even with Se'if Hey. Okay, Chavi, you should have a great, marvelous day.